Live from the basement of the sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain. This is Home Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to episode 99, Fun Drive 2023. This is my fifth Fun Drive here at the station. This is our sixth overall.
Yes, it is.
And we are looking for donations. We have wonderful projects coming up at the station. We are going to get a new broadcast tower, which I didn't mention this before, is going to allow us to increase the wattage of our channel, which means that you'll be able to hear us when you are driving on Knight Street towards the Knight Street Bridge and not get interrupted by, I think it's some public station in the U.S. And just just a better coverage throughout the immediate area. So that is what would come of the new tower, as far as I'm aware. Are they putting it on a different building? Was that also something I heard? I remember something from years ago about how they had to move it to a different building. The tower.
Yeah, I can't. Can't speak to that.
Yeah, that's for the AGM. I'm sure they'll mention it.
Yeah.
Either way, the tower is unsafe and we can't get up there. Well, I wouldn't be going up there. I'm not. Like, just like royal we. Like, not me going up on that tower, fixing that thing. I'm not qualified at all. Anyway, we're looking for donations. And this is also the Home of Burnaby Rock annual fiscal year and best of show. In that set, you just heard two fabulous, huge songs from Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist, which is one of the six recurrent sources that I constantly scour in making this show. The first was Tambourines. Like, who the heck are Tambourines? I tried looking them up. They're not on Bandcamp or anything, and like, there's nothing about them. Cherry's Jubilee was the name of the song. That was the one with the War Machine part. And then I'm not going to talk about war right now, Chris. I don't think that. Yeah, we're not going to talk about war tonight. And then High School. That was the Australian band High School with Colt. That was another big song. Those were both on episode 95. I go to great efforts to make my show as good as possible. I don't get paid by the station, and that's okay. This is my hobby. It would be nice. It's not like I don't want to see people donate, Chris. I think that if you understand just the quality of radio that I am making, especially the episodes I make at home, I probably spend 25, 30 hours, maybe more, on each of those episodes, Chris. And that's a lot of time, you know, when you're juggling
it
other
is,
things.
Yeah.
It is. Like, it's like, I figure, 300 hours a year. I dug up 323 brand new songs this year, which doesn't sound like a lot, but they have to be quality. I'm not just going to put whatever on here. And everything has to be either really good or has to fit in or at least make the cut. I do have statistics. I love statistics. Of the 20 songs I intend to play tonight, seven of them were from Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist, which is the last two songs were both Blaylock's picks. This has been the year of Blaylock's here on the Home of Burnaby Rock, whereas last year was more about ambient music, I think. Just to round it out, CITR has four, Pitchfork two. The Berkeley List got one, Earshot 50 got one, Distro got two, and three were from Legacy Artists. This is really the first time I've felt like I've run out of things to talk about so far tonight, you know? So, again, we need you to donate, 778-782-2573, or please go online, cjsf.ca/donate. Again, there are special prizes, unopened copies, vinyl, full 12-inch records, Big City Liquid Times, and Palm Trading Basics, both unopened and sealed. As well, at the $30 level, which is the basic donation, there are awesome CDs you can get. You can get the Fun Drive to Fun Drive compilation containing songs from tonight's show, or the circa 2004 White House mix, which is a storied mix of suburban youth. And 2004 was a different time, Chris. I've been listening to the CD in my car, and It was a weird time of like metrosexuality and toxic masculinity kind of in a ball. And I've been reading a lot lately how people are looking back at the aughts at that decade as being like the most toxic masculine time in recent memory.
I mean, really, Jackass?
Well, I mean,
can I say that on air right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, well, you can in that context.
Yeah,
I mean, even I mean, you can't call somebody that. That's disrespectful. it's all about respect here.
Okay.
I'm thinking more like, there was just a lot, like FHM, like that magazine. Like, I think Family Guy ruined everything. I think Family Guy brought. It's always been my thesis. It brought back racism and sexism and just a bunch of like old tropes that had been buried through. Because like late 80s, early 90s was a lot of like deprogramming, like we're going through right now, where we're just like reminding people to be respectful and like not hate on people. And then things were really chill through the 90s, obviously, Chris. I'm sure you. Well,
I mean, I
remember it more than you.
Far too young.
Yeah, you missed
really
that, buddy.
Remember the 90s.
Yeah, 90s were chill. 90s were super chill. And then, but things got stupid. Like, did you see the documentary Woodstock Trainwreck 99?
I did.
Oh, isn't that great? Isn't that great? Like, not in a like in a sociological experiment kind of way. Like, that was really when things started to go off the rails. Like, going into that decade,
they made a very good case for that. Yeah.
What? Just in terms of misogyny that existed at that show?
Well, just everything going off the rails.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. I mean, I should play more nu metal. I think nu metal is making a comeback right now, as far as I can tell. But that's what was going on.
As far as I know, like, without all the baggage that it. That it had at the time.
Yeah, there's if you end up getting this particular mix, just keep that in mind. It's from 2004. So anyway, yeah, please donate cjsf.ca /donate. Please donate. $30 level get stuff, $70 level got more. It is Best of Homebrew Review Rock tonight. As much as this year was about Blaylock, last year was, of course, about ambient music. So I'm gonna. If you're trying to get some rest, this is your opportunity. Thank you. Live from the basement of the Sub High Top Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is a campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory. High atop Burnaby Mountain, I think I said that already. Unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. It is Fun Drive 2023. It is also the best of show for Home of Burnaby Rock for the last 12 months. In that set, it was ambient music. It was Ola, I guess that's Ola Strauss from Germany. That was Shelter. And then after that was Andrea. It's just Andrea. I mean, it's probably Andrea, though. And it might not be. I don't know how they pronounce it. That song was Hazy Mo. That's from one of my favorite labels right now, which is Ilion Tape. Which I think is from Germany or France. But again, I scour the earth. I scour the world for this show. I go through, I don't know, six or seven. I go through, yeah, six recurrent sources and then the Berkeley Sheet every year. I'm looking at adding another. I was talking to an associate who said I should. I was looking at getting streaming, and then they said I should get Spotify and not Apple Music, but Apple's offering me 6 free months for buying earpods like 3 years ago. So yeah, for this station, for this show, we are looking for donations tonight to help with capital projects and to help with day-to-day expenses. It costs $675 a day to live in Vancouver. I'm just kidding. It costs $675 a day to run this station. And the station, I mean, obviously, you know, it's on a campus. Like, they're not paying market rent here or anything, but it still costs money to do stuff. I mean, and it's $675 a day. Which is quite a bit. We do have a staff of very hardworking people here, who some of whom are still here, and doing a great job keeping us on the air and keeping things fresh. And so yeah, we're looking for donations. Any level is good. $30 level, you get a cheesy mix CD or a best of Fun Drive compilation if you donate to Home of Burnaby Rock. $70 level vinyl records, Surplus, Big City Liquid Times, Palm Trading Basic, both unopened, wonderful classic records. I think I've gone over a bit on my previous pitches, so I'm going to get back to music soon. That was the ambient set, and now we are getting into the local set. I think the next group, the next three songs, one of them's from Roberts Creek, that's on Sunshine Coast, but whatever. Just celebrating the great music that comes out of Vancouver, which this station does every day. I do it sometimes. Great programs like Vancouver Mixtape and the Art Show keep everybody informed and updated on what's going on around here with local music. I gotta say, people around here make the best music, and here is a wonderful set. Just showing how good it is. So please donate to help keep programs like this and others going at the best little station you know. CJSF.ca/donate 778-782-2573.